What would be the most difficult thing for you if you were to go back to lay life? And what would be the most enjoyable, fun, nice thing about lay life? That's an easy question to answer because I have no intentions to go back to lay life. So there is no difficult thing for me to go back to if I were to go back to lay life, because I'm not going, I don't have any plans to. And I think my answer to that first question kind of answers that second question of what would be the most enjoyable, fun, nice thing about lay life. Well, you know, I mean, this isn't to diss, you know, having enjoyment in life at all, but I spent the first 40 years of my life having fun and kind of just, you know, kind of got tired of it, at least that kind of fun, you know, and it was sort of like been there, done that. You know, I mean, I had also similarly, you know, good career, good family, good friends, you know, pretty much anything in the material world that I wanted, enjoyable, you know, times, lots of good activities, you know, bicycling and movies and good food and you know, oftentimes at the end of the day I would think, okay, well, what was that all about, you know? Wasn't bad, it was enjoyable, but it's gone, and now I have to try and find something else to do that's going to make it all fun and enjoyable and nice. And then somewhere along the line I met up with this tradition and Ajahn Pasano and Ajahn Amaro and Ajahn Sumedho and realized, oh, you know, these people aren't out having fun like I am, and they seem to be a whole lot happier than I am. So happiness isn't necessarily related to fun in the traditional sense of it. And so, if for some reason I did end up as a layperson, back as a layperson, you know, through some force or, you know, some sort of authoritarian government coming in and forcibly disrobing me or something like that, I'd probably try and hang out with the other former monks and sit around and talk Dhamma and meditate and and go about that just in different clothes.